Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And we're live. Welcome to the Brown Nerd, everybody. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm jumping around on screens. Let me just make sure. Yes. You know when you're trying to book something and it's been so many... I don't know if anyone's ever had to book a holiday for different people.
Ooh,
and
holiday.
Hello. I've just booked flights for next week. Oh, by the way, I'm not here next week.
Oh, I'm glad you knew that I was free next week.
I'm so hectic in my head. I even forgot to tell you what I'm talking about. Yes. I booked flights next week. I'm not here. I'm going to just go to Portugal for 3 days.
What?
Yeah.
Well, hang on a minute. I hope it's after a Monday or a Tuesday, because we always record a podcast on one of those days. So if you are leaving, I hope you're leaving Wednesday morning. Like when I do, every time I go away to Dubai, I make sure I plan around a podcast.
Yep. Okay. Can we just pretend I didn't say what I've said so far? And if I could just change that to...
No. What day are you leaving?
I've got some stuff come up next week. I'm afraid I won't be able to do the podcast. Monday morning early. And then
book it Monday morning?
Because we want to make the most of it for those few days. It's been a busy little run of work recently. And me and a couple of the guys thought, oh, let's get a little cheeky little break in. Got the visa clearance from the missus, because obviously you've got to do that first. Like, oh, you know, someone got, and you always do that thing where you make out that it was the other guy's idea. You don't never say it was your idea, even though it was my idea. But I sort of went,
Now you confessed it.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
This is a place of truth, man. I always say that. It's where the truth lives. So I went, some of the guys think about going away. She's cool. She's not like that. She's not like, oh, yeah, why are you going away? But what she has done is tell me all the things that she'll be doing while I'm not here that she now has to do. Like, all right. So, and just reconfirming it. Oh, so you're not here for Monday morning school drop-off? No, I'm not.
You're getting the list.
So you're not here for Monday afternoon pickup, because I normally go into the office on Tuesday. So you're not here for that, are you? And I'm like, do I need to keep repeating Monday to Thursday?
You're not here for when the locksmith comes and changes the locks on a
chip. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're not here for the divorce papers to be signed. Okay, I'll just sign
it. You're not here when Kedge and Thatch turn up, and I'm going to have to chat to Kedge.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, can you? Oh, mate, that'd be great. She could do the podcast. There you go.
Oh, yeah, I say we do it. Kedge, if you're up for it, we'll go around there and we'll get her on.
Well, this great. Tommy's not going to be allowed back in his house, so it might have to be.
Yeah, exactly. She'll be like, yeah, because then she'll be like, listen, don't believe anything that bald little idiot says. This is what it is. Let me tell you what he's really like. He's useless. And you're going to find out what a child I am. No, but anyway, this Portugal break, you know, but like I am the most organized out of my boys. And
hang on a minute. What? Where? Huh? What?
You're the most organized out of your boys.
God. Wheel that back a second. I can't believe what I just said.
I'm surprised that you're surprised at that.
You're the most organized.
Bro, there is nothing organized about you, Tommy.
What? How can you say that?
If Tommy is the most organized out of his boys, I mean, these people must be walking around with pants on their heads or something.
No. Like, you have someone who's just better at kind of like, okay, let me go online.
You might have the ideas.
Let me go online. What, haven't they got a laptop or something? No. Do they know what the internet is? Look, what kind of mates you got?
I feel like I've got a bit embarrassed and hot now. I don't know. Well, firstly, I don't think I'm that disorganized.
Tommy, this is the guy who knew that we were going for a munch and I'd see a concert, and then couldn't figure out if the trains are working, had to go to the train station, walk back from the train station, pick up a car, get there late.
You don't.
He's bare organized, man.
No, okay.
Bare organized, this guy.
Well, I don't think he's organized. I think he's planning. I think you're a good planner.
Yeah.
No. What? At what? At what? Planning what?
I'm trying to save him here, Seth. I'm trying to save him.
Thank you. Look, basically, you know, like, look, for any particularly lads that are watching, and actually, I'm probably imagining it's the same for groups of girls. When you're doing groups of girls' trips, groups of guys' trips, or, you know, whoever you're traveling with, there's that one person that goes, don't worry, I'm going to look in, I'm going to find out all the details, find out all the travel times, find out, the, you know, car hire, excursions, what time I need to leave the house to get to the airport on time, all that. So I've done all, I've done that bit on the flights. And because it's quite tricky, because you've got to put in everyone's proper passport name. Oh, he's Paramdeep, Paramdeep. He's not a Parandi. You know, like all that kind of thing, just getting the proper, is it an IP, double EP, getting a copy of their passports, putting in their passport numbers. Oh, you know.
But that's quite basic. Tommy, that's quite basic stuff.
Oh, it's a bit, Tommy's making it. I love it. Tommy,
now, why are you making out like this is some sort of rocket scientist kind of job? I don't understand.
You're not talking to your missus anymore. It's just a lad. It's
very
fine.
Straightforward.
No, but some, you know, look, well, put it, okay, so we're going into one city in Portugal and then driving to another city and flying out of another city.
Where you go, so first, can I just say, I'm so jealous. And also, why am I not coming? I mean, are you telling me that I've now wasted my 110 days streak on Duolingo learning Portuguese, and this is all now going to down the gutter?
Yes, I'm afraid.
It could have come in handy.
See, Kej, my boys are a bit like your pretend white friends that you talk about now and then, who we've never met. I would love for you to come along, Kej, but I'm just out of sheer spite, you don't introduce me to your friends and you're outside in your friend circle. No, I'll be honest. These guys, we're all working together on a project, and,
right,
and it's just been very, and you know about it. It's a property thing that's going on. It's been going on for a month.
Project friends, mate.
Project friends. Love a project friends.
It is. This sounds more suspense.
Project friends. I mean, I haven't got project friends, but I feel like I need project friends.
Project friends. This is a new one, mate. Honestly. No, that is the title of the podcast. This sounds more suspect than Kedge's pretend friends.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Probably does.
He's just won The Apprentice and now he's got like his little project friends.
I feel hot and embarrassed. I don't know why I'm getting caught out. I feel like I'm lying. But okay, so basically, it's just me, three guys, and actually one of them isn't a project friend. One of them is Neil.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, here we go. It's all coming out now.
But because there's three of us, Neil was making a fourth. That means me and Neil will share an apartment room, and the other two will share an apartment room next to each other. And so, yeah, we go to Faro, and then Albufeira, Algarve.
Yeah.
We get the hire car. We drive up to Lisbon, and we do a night in Lisbon, and we come back.
That drive. 3 days. I did the drive last year. It's beautiful. Oh,
of course. Of course. I should have known. Anything that I'm about to do, Kedge has already done. And now what you can do, Kedge, is you can spoil it for me and tell me, like, nah.
No. It's beautiful. Honestly, it is beautiful. It is such a lovely drive. There's no cars on the road. You take your time, cruise along, and
Did you take the motorway route, which is 3 hours, or did you take the coastal route, which is 6 hours?
No. So it was the motorway. It did 3 hours. Yes. About 3.5 hours. Yeah.
I'm tempted to take the coastal route, make a bit of a thing of it and stop off, because obviously I'm not drinking. So
what you can do is you can do a little bit of coastal and then so you can stop over some of the beaches and then just get onto the motorway when you get bored.
I was thinking just that, Kedgy, mate.
Hang on a minute. Forget about your stupid holiday. When are we doing the podcast?
Well,
oh, yeah.
I don't really want to do one from there. So can I just be excused like for one
week?
I've never had a week off. I haven't. Not just me. You two have. We've had a Jags climax come in for you, or Simon comes in for Kedge. I'm like, I think we need, like, you know, this is where Harpscore, Bobby Friction, Noreen Khan, Raj Guy. You got to tap into all your friends, Kedge. All those people from your radio days. Tony Patty. He'll do it.
They might be all busy washing their hair, so can we not discuss this? This is a private meeting that we need to have.
Okay, is that what it is?
He just aired the dirty laundry.
Yeah, in public. Do you know what I mean?
No, I hope you have a shit time in Portugal. and it rains.
No, you don't.
It's nice weather in Portugal at the moment.
I'm going to come. Is it nice weather?
Yeah, it's nice weather. It's
nice. I'm going to be there. Minimal. Yeah. My clothing is going to be minimal. That's what it is.
23. It's lovely.
But anyway, very, very much looking forward to it. So I'm away next week. Look, as we are speaking, as we are saying this podcast, I don't know what's going to happen next week. We might have to do an online jobby from there or something, but we'll work it out. But my point was, I've literally just done that. So I'm going to feel a bit hectic right now because, you know, when you're putting in everyone's details, I know you're going to say it's not big of a deal, but you know, I just don't want to get it wrong. And then someone goes, oh, they're not valid to fly or whatever.
Right.
But it's done. We are going.
I mean, if Tommy's booked all the flights and stuff, let's see Monday morning. He might message us. He might message us to Kedge and be like, oh, by the way, lads, we didn't go.
By the way, we've just landed in Kabul.
Or
something random.
Bruv, I'd done it all, right? I'd filled out all the details. I don't know what came over me. I thought, just double check it, right? But I know I'd done it. Typed in Faro. Typed in Lisbon, typed in, you know, all that, where we're going from in the London. We're actually coming out of two different London airports. And he even said, he goes, you're flying back to a different London airport to the one that you've taken off from. Are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. And it's at that moment I looked, I didn't type in Faro. I typed in Fargo, America. Can you imagine?
See what I mean? And this guy is the most organized one out there at the forum.
You look at the screen and you go, whoa, that would have been a completely different, like,
that's a disaster. Situation.
Yeah, you know, he's trying to drive to Lisbon.
Yeah.
It's going to end up in Norway or something.
I'm going to end up lesbian. That's what I'm going to do. I'm like, no, mix up. Sorry. What?
Honestly.
I thought you were supposed to drive to Lisbon. I know. Sorry. Got confused. But no, looking forward to it. Looking forward to a nice little break, getting some sunshine. And I think it'd be nice. And boys trip, man. I'm sorry. I know you guys are my boys. You know, I would love to travel with you guys. But fact is, Kedge, you'll be busy with Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Got 100 gigs on.
And we've got a lot of things going on next week.
Actually, probably in Dubai for lunch. And then he's going to come back.
I ain't got nowhere. And if I was going anywhere, I'd be here for the podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh. You know what? I thought you were going to lead into the fact that if I was going to go anywhere, Tommy, I'd take you with me because me and you've been hanging out quite a lot recently.
Oh, I thought you would say if I was going to go somewhere, then I'd absolutely be down for that.
He could down, you know, because I would love to ride it, that plane, ride it. Yeah, go on. What do you want to talk about? He's hinting towards something.
Do you remember? Come on, get on with the set. What were you doing last week?
No, go on, you're the one that was to throw the puns out. So get on with it. If anything, Kedge, I think you were probably the most person that I had that had the biggest FOMO out of not going to a concert last week.
Yeah, I did.
What are we talking about? We're talking about Jay Sean. Jay Sean in concert. He was here in the UK. And Satch, you went. I just saw one little clip on his social media. The crowd looked like it was rammer jammer packed.
It was sold out. Honestly, yeah. I was quite not surprised, but it was just like, wow, this guy hasn't been in the UK for, you know, X amount of years. He's come back and he sold out Shepherd's Bush O2 Empire. He's done really well. And honestly, really good vibe at the concert. He done really well. We were singing live. Obviously, everyone's like, oh, is he singing? Yeah. Is it? No, he was singing. He's really good. Jaggy D came out, the place
did
went
he have
mad.
His, did he have his eyes on you?
Oh, God. We've moved on.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have.
The song just came.
Satellite delay on that one.
Time delay.
Jaggy D comes out, tears it up.
Is
he looking cornier?
Oh, God.
I was just carrying on the annoyance.
Please, why are you doing this to me?
Did I dance with you?
Kedge, please, give it a rest.
Okay.
So anyway, concert was really good. Met a lot of Brownload listeners actually.
Were they?
I was just sort of walking in and out and stuff like that. People were just like, oh, what's going on, Satch? Like it was just nice, good little vibe. And you know, everyone that kind of didn't go were just a bit like, I wish I went to that kind of thing. Like it was a good show. Do you know what I mean? Surprisingly, loads of white people.
Wow.
Interesting. I think because they
ended up at the wrong show? Were they there for something else?
No, they were there for Jay Sean. But I tell you what, they're only really there for Down. There was a group of white people in front of me, and they only knew Down. So when he was singing the other stuff, they didn't.
Because that was the breakthrough tune, wasn't it? That was the big one with Lil Wayne. So I remember I was in Vegas and they played that in a massive club in Vegas, and I thought, oh. You know, the Gordon know this one. So you get that little proud feeling, don't you? Oh, that's our desi boy that everyone's dancing to.
But
well, look, he's a full-on talented machine, singing, rapping, everything. So I'm really glad he got to do that gig. And actually, the little clip that I saw on social media was him looking up at Rishi. And actually, someone around Rishi was filming it, because it was filmed from the perspective of someone in the crowd. And he goes, yo, I want to give a shout out to Rishi Rich. You know, none of this would be possible. I wouldn't be here without him. He goes, I'm not going to say anymore, because I think either I'm going to cry, Rishi, or you're going to cry, or we're both going to cry. It was just like, so it felt real. It felt like he was talking to the people. And you know, you're going to get Ride It, Down, Dance With You. Those three alone are enough to warrant.
Yes.
And then he can do some kind of new stuff, cover stuff, whatever.
Do You Remember is one of my favorites.
Funny. Yeah.
I do
that one. Did he do any beatboxing or anything a bit alternative?
Yeah, he did. He had Zayny there, his beatboxer, MC. Honestly, the whole thing was really good. And if you didn't go to it, shame, because it was a good concert.
Oh, I'm gutted.
Make sure you try and go to the next one. And speaking of big concerts, obviously that was on Friday night.
Mm.
Then, Kedge, I went to see another star. I'd say this star is probably bigger than Jay Sean.
Bigger than Jay Sean?
Jay Sean.
On Saturday night?
No, it was on a Sunday night.
Oh, who was that?
Oh, shut up. I just realized. I was getting Sunday. Where was I Sunday? You were at my show on Sunday. So thank you.
I was with Tommy.
Tommy Sandu in concert.
No.
Fred, actually, can I just say, his show was sold out as well.
Yeah,
wow.
It was.
It was. Fact.
Yeah.
But this wasn't a stand-up show.
No, the venue only holds 4 people, but it was sold out. It was me, Patch. And then all my mates that I'm going to Portugal with, real mates. Kedge, I'm going to put this one on you a little bit, because you always talk about your garage brunch thing or Bhangra garage brunch want to do, right?
Which people are doing,
yeah.
But
he's already trying to get his wangle his way out,
What I've always wanted to do, because having done all those Kumarasan or Udit Narayan concerts, that we host those, and we host the Sonunigam ones, and the Queen's ones coming up with Alka Yagnik, and all of those, Anuradha Podwal, and all those kind of people are coming. So all that old school stuff, plus I listen to Capital Extra Reloaded, and I listen to Kistry, and I listen to like Virgin Groove or Virgin Hits, all the kind of old school stuff. So I like old school stations. I was like,
Virgin 80s plus.
Virgin 80s.
God, he had to throw that in, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so all of those sort of old schooly throwback stages, I love. And I thought, why don't we do more on the Bollywood vibe? I know the, you know, on Sunrise, even BBC Asia Network, they'll have old school shows. But I thought, I want to do a Tommy Sandu old school night. I want to do like a bit of a vibe, a bit of a put on an event. So this is what we did. We did Bollywood Time Machine, put it on in Ilford, sold out. We're putting on in Leicester this weekend. It's actually, by the time this podcast out, we're coming to Leicester this Saturday, whatever it is, the 8th of June. And then and we're in Harrow for a couple of dates, 21st and 28th of June, but that's sold out. Harrow, both nights, Harrow, 400-500 seater rooms, gone, bang.
Can I just say, as a punter, Tommy, I really enjoyed myself. It was a good night.
Good value for money.
And I'm not just saying that because he's my mate. Honestly, I went there, didn't really know what to expect. But it was good. Like, you know, the tunes, the singers that you've got on the show, people dancing, it was just a good night out. And you could see, you know, obviously I was probably one of the younger people there. There was a lot of older people there. You know, it's more directed them. So, like, for example, I'd take my folks to that because they'd love it with all the songs and stuff like that.
The concept is quite simple. It's Bollywood Time Machine, and we start off in the 60s and 70s, then we go into 80s and 90s, and then we go on to the noughties and beyond. And it's kind of those three sort of sets, me doing a bit of comedy and crowd interactive stuff in between, the singers doing the songs from the era, and some dancers in between as well. Like, simple.
And you know, me being me, it was just people watching in the crowd. I could see, you know, there was just aunties all over the place really enjoying it, and uncles just singing along. At one point, you know, the bit where the singer goes, you know, come on, sing it. The whole room was singing the song. And I was just like, you know, it's just so good to see so many people enjoying themselves.
Right. My opinion, it sounds cheesy. I know. And look, you guys will get this. And hopefully people who have seen us live will get this, even with the live podcast, which we're doing on the 14th of September.
Hey, hey.
right? 14th of September.
Sorry, what did you say? What are we doing?
We're doing a live podcast as part of the London Podcast Festival on the 14th of September. Tickets are available now. It's at King's Place, King's Cross. King's Cross! Wow. And if you want to
get tickets, the Brownlow, live, so they can come
The Brownlow is live. And when we do that, we've done live podcasts before. Whenever we do live podcasts, we want to make people feel good, right? That's why this podcast exists. And the same way with the show, I want to do the same thing. I just want everyone to sing along, have a good time. Bruv, did you see, right? And I'm going to say, right? There's a group of about 15 hijab headscarf wearing women. 15, maybe even 20.
They're in front of me.
Were they or were they not the wildest ones in the room?
They were amazing. Honestly, they just, every song where they could, they just get up singing, dancing. And didn't they do like a group Zumba class or something like that?
They're all Zumba mates. So they all Zumba go Zumba class together. And they're there and they're, you know, obviously they look like they come straight out of the class because they were pumped. And I just loved them. You know, I'm looking up, I'm seeing a group of women who feel super empowered. They're comfortable. They're out. They're dancing along. They're singing along. You know, so you know when people say, oh, yeah, these Asian women or these women with headscarves are controlled. I'm like, no, look at them. These guys are living their best life. They're out. They're having fun. They're in a safe place. They're with me. You know, like, we're going to have a laugh. And we did. And it, so it was a bit of jokes, bit of banter, like, just playing around with songs and song names and asking people to recreate their first dance and, you know, just mucking around. It's good. It's a good vibe. Bollywood Time Machine, if you can come out to it, come out to it. So I'm glad you liked it, Satch, and your friend liked it as well. And you,
yeah, it was really good. And then moving on from Sunday night, Tommy, to Monday night.
We hung out again.
Wow. I was out with Tommy.
But this time, you know, it was just me and Satch, one-on-one quality time. Just, you know, me and Satch, we really needed it.
Yeah, but I think you guys need to mention, like, you know, as an official sort of sponsor of the night, you know, powered by.
No, Kedge very kindly got us a couple of tickets, and he only had two tickets to Bad Boys, the press screening.
So which I knew that two people would absolutely love it. And it was you two. Honestly, I've not done justice to it by myself going as well.
No, do you know, I thought about that on the way back, Kedge, and I thought, do you know what? As much as Kedge would have wanted to go to this, because it's just Kedge and he wants to go to everything, you wouldn't have liked it because this was more me and him.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. I honestly thought the two guys who would be crazy for this movie, and I know how excited you are about Bad Boys. I've heard you guys talk about it and everything like that. And sometimes you've got to just take the L and give it to the rest of the team who are going to actually appreciate these tickets. And I knew you would. And how was it?
What's take the L? I don't understand that phrase.
The loss.
Oh, is it the loss? You know what I thought you meant? Sorry, I thought you meant Lily. I'm straight up thought.
I mean, you can take that if you want as well, mate. You can have that as well. I'll chuck it in for free.
By the way, is that a phrase?
Oh, for I think it originated from Fortnite. It's one of the dances that used to be known as take the L, where you would put the L on your forehead and then you do this like sort of monkey kind of dance.
I've seen people do that dance. Yeah, Logan even does it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Don't put that L on your forehead, Tommy.
So you took, thank you for stepping down. Great. Look, by the way, he's so vocal about how humble he is. I love that back
here. Like, no,
everyone's got to know how generous I am. You're the guy that when you donate to the Mandir, you want to play. You want to play.
You will know when I donate. You will know when I donate 50p to the Arti.
Yeah, exactly.
So how was it? What did it live up to the hype? Because the last one, let's be honest, the last film was a bit rubbish.
But hang on a minute. Forget the film. I think we need to start at the beginning, Tommy.
Oh, love story.
The build-up was lovely.
Yeah. What we should point out is it was a really warm evening as well. It was nice and sunny. So it was a bit of a washout over the weekend. It was quite cold or rainy and stuff. So it was suddenly a really nice, proper, summery Monday evening, Leicester Square. And, you know, and with that, when you're out and about in Leicester Square, you're walking along, you're going to hear every language from all around the world. People are kind of coming from, and people are taking pictures everywhere. I'd got there actually on time because I'm the most organized one out of all of us. We're establishing that. I'm a planner. I'm a good planner, aren't I? You said it. So I'm there. I got there early. I got to the restaurant and I specifically chose, I said to Satch, I went, Satch, I'd really like to go to Spaghetti House.
He's done that.
It's been a while since he's managed to get back there.
The last time I went, Kedge, was with you a couple of years ago, right? And I remember thinking, they've really upped their game. As a chain of Italian, this is a good carbonara.
It's a beauty.
Yeah, because I went years back. I think I've said this before on a podcast. I went years and years ago, and it was rubbish, and it was all watery and horrible. And now everything was beautiful. So I went with you and I was like, I've got a craving for it. I went, Sat, you up for it? He goes, yeah, I can do a pasta. Because I thought, Kedge isn't there. Because if you were there, Kedge, you would have gone, let's
you know
go
what,
desi.
Though?
I'm on desi con. I'm on desi con.
No, bro. Spaghetti house. I'm there.
Thinking about it now, Tommy, I feel a bit weird about it. Why? Because you tried to recreate yours and Kedge's date with me and you.
Not at all. It was the carbonara I wanted. Not the company.
Okay,
not the Kedgerana, right? Yeah. Carbonara. Right,
definitely whatever. It was a good shout. It's a good shout. The food was bang on.
So I was already sat in the restaurant as Satch walked in. Oh, actually, I'll put it in our little WhatsApp chat group. You know the thing that we do.
If you're in our WhatsApp group, you would have seen that exclusive content only for WhatsApp group.
Only for WhatsApp group. Make sure you can follow it through our Instagram page. What do they do when they go to the brown?
So the
Instagram
link is on. The link is on the profile. You'll see it. Press the link. There were three links come up. One to listen to the podcast. One to follow us on the WhatsApp group.
And one to buy tickets for our live podcast.
There we go. 14th of September. So on that, we put the video up of Satch walking in because I saw him coming across the road. I was sending him live location. You know when you walk in and to the restaurant on your own as well and they go, table for one? I went, no, two. He's coming. He'll be here soon. Then I'm sitting there for about 10 minutes. It's like they're looking at me like, oh, is his date stood him up? But then in walked my Romeo. And by the way, the dough balls were lovely. The bruschetta was lovely. The pasta was lovely. I then went on to dessert as well. I said, Satch, I want it all. Had a dessert. You had one spoon of it. You went, no, not for me. I smashed the dessert.
Wow, you did the full thing.
You know what, Tommy? The dessert was banging, but I had so much pasta, I couldn't eat it.
Oh, I was just hungry central. I was like, yeah, match it all there. And then, just to top it off, my boyfriend paid for the entire meal as well. So Satch was like, it's on me. You know what I mean? That Abu Dhabi DJing money came in from the Formula One team. And he's like, don't worry, babe.
Those wads of cash.
this meal was sponsored by McLaren. Thank you very much.
Yes.
it was very kind. So it's very kind of you. So I got free tickets from you, Kedge. Yep. Free meal from Satch. I tell you what, I was a kept woman. I was a kept man. I was a happy place. So it was nice. Now you can tell him about the film, Satch.
Oh, so then we walked over to where did we go? Leicester Square, up the road.
Yeah.
Got just there, bit of a queue. Went too long actually. We were waiting in the queue for about 10 minutes or so. Got inside, and do you know what? It for a film screening. I've never really seen this. There was a DJ playing in the cinema, Kedge.
Nice,
playing music.
Yeah,
they had the bar set up right next to the screen, so you could go in there, help yourself to drinks and stuff. Do you know? It was like a really nice evening. Like there was a bit of a buzz in there. Everyone was on a good vibe. It kind of, because obviously the film's set in Miami, they tried to bring that Miami vibe to Leicester Square. And do you know what? It worked. It was nice.
It does work. And completely random. I've got to say, we bumped into Richard Blackwood as well, just as we were leaving. Obviously, we've done comedy shows with Richard, so we know him very well. And we all agreed, as we came out, this is probably the funniest Martin Lawrence has been in a Bad Boys film.
Yeah, he was brilliant. He was brilliant.
They've got so many good lines for him. Will Smith is your action man.
Yeah.
Very much, you know. So Will Smith's your action man. Martin Lawrence has definitely got loads more better comedy lines. Like just, there was lines, like the whole theatre would laugh in
crease out. Up. Yeah, it was really good. And I've got to say, because obviously Bad Boys 3, I didn't like it. Where they had a flipping witch in the film.
Yeah, it was poor.
I'm sorry, you lost me. It was really poor. But this time, it kind of went a bit back to basics. Do you know what I mean? There was only one part where I think it went a bit out of body. And I was just that's a bit strange.
Right. So there's a point, basically, without spoiling the story, this ain't going to really spoil it.
That's weird.
Martin Lawrence's character basically has a bit of an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
So when you're doing that and it's gone, it suddenly goes a bit trippy, from an action film to like this kind of surreal place where he's in and he's... So
basically you're saying like a Bollywood film, which is fine.
It was for no more than two, 3 minutes really, Tommy, wasn't it? It was very basic, yeah.
Yeah, and it's more like, so therefore throughout this film, he's kind of a bit more spiritual, let's just say.
Yeah,
because of the experience he has at the start of him. So what's him on that? But there's some cool ways which they filmed it. There's what do they call them? POV, shoot 'em up games from the point of view where you're like, I remember GoldenEye back in the day. Yeah, you can just see the gun as they're walking along. You know, a bit like Fortnite. Or
Call of Duty for the people who play now.
Call of Duty, yeah.
It's like a game, yeah.
They filmed a load of the film in Call of Duty style. And actually, today, Satch, you sent me the outtakes, or the kind of behind the scenes, when they showed how Will Smith did that. And he's literally got a camera strapped to his chest.
Yes,
it's amazing.
And all that, and actually, it looks great in the film because it looks like you're playing a game. It just makes the whole thing a Anyway, Wham Bam, entertainment, great film, I think.
Action. The action in it was really good, by the way. Like, so I'd say everyone asked me since I came out of it, they were like, was it worth going to watch? I'm like, go cinema and watch it, because it is a really good film.
Yeah, yeah.
There we
However, saying that, I did fall asleep two or three times.
It did. But
I think that's standard, though.
Yeah, but just for a minute or so, and then when everyone laughed or clapped, I'd wake up. That's a
standard Tommy Flex. That's
you know, a bowl of pasta, you know, the dessert, hot day, evening time, comfy seats, plus they're giving you drinks popcorn. Inside there. There's popcorn. Yeah. Yeah. I smashed all the popcorn as well. I was on an eating mission.
Do you know what, just very quickly about cinemas, though? I quickly realised, Tommy, do you know, when you go to normal cinema, it's a bit different, because I don't think it happens this much, but when you go to one of these press things,
IMAX, big screen job.
There's always someone trying to get in and out of the row, and that's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Oh, there was people coming up and down the whole time. And I even that's said it to the guy. I said to him, I said, I'll be honest. He went, oh, excuse me, sorry. He goes, I'm sorry. I said, I could say no worries. I said, but I'll be honest, it's annoying. And he went, sorry? I went, yeah. I said, I don't want to get up. I just want you to know that. I said, I will get up out of courtesy. I said, but I don't want to get up. And he went, yeah, I understand. He goes, I appreciate the honesty. And we sort of laughed it off. But you're right. And by the way, the knee room wasn't great for a 6 foot person.
The knee room was,
yeah, I'm just, I was
the knee room
sideways.
Is tight in it.
Knee room
was. Anyway.
And one of those people, by the way, was DJ Spoonie, Kedge.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he tried to get next to us.
No, but okay. Can I see if I can convey this, what happened? So we're about five chairs into our row, okay? Mm. Five chairs in. And then obviously the row is like 40 chairs long. It's massive, right?
Yeah, long rows.
So DJ Spoonie from the Dream Team, legend, as he comes in, I'm like, by the way, looks great. It looks like he hasn't aged in 25 years.
It looks wicked.
Yeah. That's a doesn't cue.
Like that. Okay.
That's a remix.
I thought you just trapped your finger in something. So Spoonie's there and he comes up and he went and he gestures like, oh, are those two seats free? Like about six more chairs down from me to the woman who's sitting next to them. And she did a wave, like a generic.
Oh, like if someone you met into India.
Yeah, it wasn't a yes or a no.
It wasn't a yes or a no. But at that, Spoonie started to make his way in with this girl that he's with, or like a woman he's
maybe,
with.
Was she Indian? Like maybe it was the sign for owl. Like
She wasn't Indian, right? She was a black girl, right? Just saying, right? So and it wasn't like a foreign. It wasn't a foreign gesture. It was just a generic British loose non-defined gesture of no, and she didn't say no, they're taken, or yes, they're free. She just got away. And he went, can I come there? And he's pointing, can I come there? And then he starts to make his way in. And I've got up because it's Spoonie, but also I've got up thinking, I don't think that's a yes. I think that's a no.
Ooh, right? Controversial.
Because also, do you remember, Satch, when we went to sit down, she went, these are taken, these are. And she was like, and I went, oh, there's nothing on this chair. Because people put their kind of come and put their coats down and then go back outside for the free drinks. Mm. Whereas we weren't bothered by that. So we just went in. Wanted to sit down. So the place is empty, but people have put their coats and bags down, reserving their chairs in the middle of the screen. Mm. So she's going, no, this is taken. I went, oh, there isn't anything on this. Sorry. And she goes, no, but it's taken. I went, okay, it's fine. Like, I'm just going to move over one. Tikia, Gwegalni. So I sat down there. So I knew there was a load of takings there, but so Spoonie nudges all the way in and then gets turned around and marched back out. And she goes, no, it's taken. And he looks at her and he goes, oh, sorry, they're taken. I'm like, yeah, I kind of could have told you that. So, but those little things, I you know what? I tell my kids off. Like, speak, say the words, be clear. What are you saying? I remember even learning quite early on when you place an order at Pizza Hut, one large pepperoni deep pan meat feast pizza. What's that? One large pepperoni deep pan meat feast. You got to repeat it back to confirm. You've got to come.
No, I agree. But then, do you know what? I was thinking about this, Tom, on the way home, and I was like, do you know what? Cinemas or theatres or whatever is the one thing that hasn't changed. For example, when you go into a car park now, you can see if there's a car parked in a bay and there's like
the light.
Why isn't that the case for cinemas?
Yeah, like the seat should glow or something.
There needs to be something before the film starts.
Well, the chair flips up.
Yeah.
That could have a little light on it. Do you know what I mean? So when you see on it, obviously you can't see the light. There you go. Come on. Invention. Someone make that. Someone listen to the podcast. Make some stuff in China. Let's make these. Come on.
But then when you sit on the chair, the light's got to go off though as well.
So you can't see it. You can't see the light anyway.
It will go off. Once the hinge goes, it'll go off.
You close it.
Come on. Someone make this in China. Let's 3D print it.
But put the Paramount logo on it. Let's go.
Having said that, they're going to have to change all the seats in the cinema because of your idea, Kej. And actually, I don't think a cinema is ramajamoed like that, like parking spaces, very often. I don't think that happens very often. I think
you're also right. Yeah.
Press screenings and all that. Okay, look at Kej's face. He's so disappointed. I wish you could all see Kej's face. It's like, you've just pooed all over my idea.
No. I still think there's money in there. I still think there's money in it. I think it's a Dragon's Den. Let's start a Dragon's Den first.
So what are you inventing, Kej? A light in a chair? Is that your invention?
Basically, the prototype will be the light that I've already got for my forehead that I stick on like an elastic thing when I'm running in the dark.
What?
Right?
What? It's just the light. Why have you got a light on your forehead? What are you doing?
So when you're running in the dark, it just lights up the path for you.
He uses it for when he goes Peshab in the middle of the night. He needs
it. And it does come in handy for that.
He uses it when he's under the covers at night and he pretends in a cave, mate, or something.
Excavating. So on Friday, the reason why I couldn't get to Jay Sean was because obviously on Friday was the launch of Virgin Radio Pride, another station, obviously, for Pride Month, and for it obviously goes on for a couple of extra months as well. I was organising that, helping facilitate that. But after that, guys, I ended up going with all the rest of the gang. I ended up going to a salsa club, which I haven't been to one in a while.
Yeah. You like salsa, you like tzatziki, guacamole. You like it all, don't you? Did you have to take your own nachos?
Oh, God. It wasn't
salsa clubs. People can just go and dance with everyone. Is that, I've never been. Is that the case?
You just grab whoever you want to go for. There were teachers there. And so obviously,
They're like people who salsa just, teachers. I thought you meant like flipping school teachers.
Salsa teachers.
There was nurses.
I've never had a lesson.
There was builders there.
This is
honestly.
Yeah, builders, carpenters.
So you had a lesson, are you saying?
So basically, I've never had a lesson, you know, as this is, we have the gift of moving our hips like a snake. And so, you know, we kind of roll with that and we kind of flag it. But there was a woman who decided, goes, you know, I think she was from Cuba or somewhere, and she had a really strong accent. And she was basically like, do you want a quick lesson? I was like, yeah, let's do it. You realize actually.
What about dancing?
actually, this is not that easy, because wiggling your hips is all right. But, you know, doing it properly. And all that swinging and throwing them out and pulling, but it's hard work, mate.
Yeah. You know, so there's a South American, there's a big South American community in Elephant and Castle in central London.
Right,
all around there, there's all these cafes in South America. I've been into one of those and it's like a family South American Colombian vibe. Bruv, even the most, I'm going to just say, out of shape looking uncle, auntie, they look like they're in their like 50s, 60s, 70s, right?
Oh, but they could've got the moves.
They've all got moves, bro.
There were many couples like that. And I was like, wow, look at this.
So slick. And you know what? It keeps them young. You can see that mobility moving around, dancing like that. Like, I think like, I don't know what it's like with Garba, but with Bhangra, you're as you go through your 30s, 40s, 50s, your move repertoire becomes less and less and less, right? Yeah. Until you're just a standing Giddha at 60, 70 years old, right?
Standing Giddha. I love that. Standing, that's what you're for. You devolve to the standing Giddha.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because you're like, man, I can't do it. Like me, my knees are going.
I once saw a video of like the evolution of Bhangra. Could you do the devolution of Bhangra? Yeah.
Exactly, like, whoa, in your 20s on the shoulders, picking them up.
The devolution, that's a brilliant one.
Nah, and then you just sat there on the side.
Because that's how Garba ends up as well. You can't go in a circle, so you end up just doing like these big stomps on the floor and just clapping. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
on the floor?
Yeah, you just like sort of to the beat. It just, people who've been Garba know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's just, it's like normally the older aunties, you know. It's just.
Make it sound like they're an elephant or something.
It's like, yeah, just imagine a Sean Paul beat and it's like doom, doom, doom. Yeah, and it's just, yeah, and you're clapping. But
so you go along to the salsa night, you get a bit of a lesson from a Cuban lady.
Got a lesson and everything like that. But you know what I realized is that, you know, so I thought, oh God, you know, like, I don't want to be in here like half an hour. It's fine. Because, you know, we don't know the tune. So it all just sounds the same. Like, I don't know when the next tune is starting.
Yeah.
And then I went downstairs. It was reggaeton room. I thought, oh, here we go. You know, I was waiting what's the big reggaeton?
Daddy Yankee.
Gasolina.
That didn't come on. And again, you don't know when is the next tune starting. And half an hour of that. And I'm like, okay, this is enough. I can't, you know, there's only certain tunes I can just sit in there for the whole night. And it ain't reggaeton and it ain't salsa tunes. So
and you know, sometimes in those kind of nights, what everyone's like singing along, like
I'm
trying to
do that.
I
tried.
Yeah, you tried. Oh, you just mimed.
I tried. I thought, yeah, I know this one. But yeah, no, it was like literally my face looked like Rishi Sunak, who was on the debate yesterday when he was introduced. And they said, and this is the Prime Minister of England. And Rishi Sunak's just looking at the camera and he's like, should I smile? Should I move my lips? He just looked like such a lullu.
That was awkward, wasn't it?
Oh,
honestly, like because that was the first thing you saw. All of a sudden, it goes from like the ITV logo.
Yeah.
Into three of them standing there. And Rishi Sunak, he looked like, do you know when you're trying to get into a club and you're just trying to like sit there?
Look sober, stand sober.
Yeah, it was one of them. And I was like, bruv, this guy's the PM of the country. Like, have a bit about you, innit? Like, stand there like you
like, he didn't know what to do with his hands. Come on, someone must tell him to do something with your hands. Put one in your pocket or do something.
Neither did the other matey because he was his hands were fumbling like this and stuff. Like,
can I tell you my theory on this as well? People who are awkward with their hands and movement can't dance, right? And that's why, I believe it.
That's
going to that salsa lesson, bruv. I'm telling you, 100%. I've seen it over the course of my 25-year career in this business. The people that walk awkwardly on stage haven't got rhythm. So Rishi, fumbly, fiddly, and let's be honest, politicians aren't known to get down and dirty and bump and grind and boggle and all right?
I mean, just remember Liz Truss walking on stage dancing. Remember that was that.
All politicians have got that crap auntie bop, right? Or crap uncle bop, right? Because they're nerds, effectively. I'm not knocking nerds. I love nerds. I think nerds are quirky. They're fun. They're great to be around. They're, you know, knowledgeable, and you get some quirky humor out of them as well. But in terms of their physical movement, they just don't move well. He's a nerd. They're all nerds. They're all politician nerds. And that's why they ain't got... Whereas Barack Obama, he moves well.
Bit of swag, yeah.
He moves.
A little bit nerdy as well, though.
Not as bad, but that's probably because he's nerdy.
Like, Barack Obama is probably the only world leader who had any suave charisma and moves.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't imagine Modi busting out a move, can you?
No, I really can't. I think he'll have uncle moves.
Putin ain't going to do a little move, is he?
No.
Modi's going to do the Garba stomp. He's a Garba stomp.
Yeah, he probably was doing that as he won the election as well.
Yeah, so, but going back to the debate thing yesterday, do you know what? It was so hard to watch. Like, because it was just, you know, it was about an hour, just over an hour. And I was just like, we watched something, but we didn't watch anything. Do you know what I mean by that, Cage?
That is bang on. It felt like, I think they tried, ITV tried to control it so much because they didn't want to go into, you know, like chaos. Yeah. And so the woman who was hosting it was just very quite sharp and, you know, that's it, 45 seconds, stop, you know, one word answers. And it felt like you said, like, it felt like I was in a speed garage rave. You know, it's all just really fast. You don't know which tune is which. And it was just like, and then you think, oh, we finished. That was it.
Yeah.
What did we get from this? Did we enjoy the dance? Did we enjoy anything? Did we sing a song?
I did enjoy it.
You did or did not?
No, I didn't. Because I really wanted to enjoy it because I'm like, oh, look, you know, obviously Jenny Lex is coming up later on this year. So, you know, it's good to watch these things and kind of now's the time. If anything, you want to follow these guys because of, you know, things they might say. Because obviously, you know, you can make a difference.
The big thing about it was all across the press is that this is the world. This is a leader of our country and a really influential world leader when it comes to other presidents and prime ministers all around the world. So it's a big deal. And yet they're saying, actually, we didn't get to find out much at all.
It's always there, isn't it? It's always
It should be a place and a space to have a debate. And really what they were saying was from these debates, you're not going to get across the details of your policy, but people like us are going to be looking and going, he looked like a leader. He didn't look like a leader or she looked like a leader. That came across well. She really was cool and calm. And actually what they're saying is Rishi didn't really look like he was on it, but neither did Keir. And in this whole election run up thing, there aren't many opportunities where you get all eyes on you. That was one of them. There's going to be the manifesto announcement. That'll be another one. And maybe one more debate. But there's only two or three real nationwide chances to go, ta-da, I'm your guy. And they didn't do that last night. None of them did it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And you know, as we're looking to bring in maybe a new prime minister for this country, I mean, the bigger news that came out this morning in the UK for the UK citizens was that obviously there are two new characters who have now joined the Mr. Men and Little Miss children's book series. While we still wait a new prime minister, we have two new characters.
Hang on a minute. Seeing as they're new, Kedge, are we allowed to still go down the whole Mr. and Mrs. route, or is that all been?
Well, apparently they're still going with that. There's a Mr. and then there's a Little Miss.
Okay.
And so this is obviously, you know, the original series was created by Roger Hargreaves, absolute legend. Everyone in this country has grown up with Mr. Men and Little Miss. It's just Everyone had the set. Everyone had the, you know, had their favorite character. Just quickly, who was everyone's favorite?
Oh, thing is, I've reread them all with Milo and Logan. So we've got the books here.
Right.
Anyway, they're quite long books. You know, they're about 30 pages. Like,
pictures on one side and like only two sentences on the other page.
Oh, what? Yeah, but still, we know my memory is like a 7-8-9 page book.
Right. Okay.
This is like a.
Yeah, it is a prr. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? A pigeon.
It's a prrr.
Yeah, you know, like you can flick through the page. That was me flicking through the pages. I didn't even realize I did that noise. I know there's some more random ones.
I like Mr. Uppity. Mr. Uppity was always a good one.
Yeah.
Mr. Tickle, can't go wrong. I like Mr. Bumps, just the way he dressed himself, the bandage. I love that.
My favorite's Mr. Grumpy.
Yeah.
I like the messages, and the messages in them are good. You know, like, so it's got a little bit of a moral, got a little bit of a tale. You know, it's like, why is he that way? You know,
Little Miss Chatterbox.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got two new characters. Do you want to quickly guess who they are?
Oh, okay. Oh, hold a minute. So the fact that you're bringing up a brown note means are they of an ethnic persuasion?
No. No. One is green. The man is green, and the woman is purple. The woman is purple and has got crazy pinky hair.
Oh, okay.
The man is green, wears a little hat, blue hat, and has one eye winking.
So hold up. Am I right in saying that all the female characters are called Little Miss
something? Yeah.
But they're little. They're all called Little something, aren't they?
Yeah, Little Miss something.
But the men are just called
Mr. Mister. Yeah. Whatever. Not Big Man.
Not things. Big Man or little Man.
No.
Funny, isn't it? I think that's projecting negativity onto women because it's kind of implying a size sort of thing.
Like, all right, bruv. I'm just saying, this guy's gone into the whole thing. Should we just scrap the whole world?
Listen, I don't give a monkeys. No, my life's moving on anyway. I've still got to put my kids to bed tonight and I've got to scrub the toilets. That's the reality of my life. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to go out of my way and campaign for this thing. But what I'm saying
it sounded like you were.
Sounds like you were.
No, but the amount of things that, like, get campaigned
about.
Yeah, this...
You know, okay, coming in. So, let's have it. So, the two new characters who have joined the team are Mr. Fib and Little Miss Surprise.
Ooh, okay, Mr. Fib. F-I-B.
Yeah, some people could say that maybe that they were... Mr. Fib appeared yesterday on the debate as well. Which one? It's up to you which one you want to call.
Very good.
Mr. Fib uses little lies to impress people, but he's
tell
made...
Me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
But his made-up stories get bigger and bigger until one day he goes too far, leaving his friends upset. Literally could be the Prime Minister.
Sounds like Tommy and his Portugal trip.
And then you've got Little Miss Surprise, loves nothing better than surprises and never knows what a day may bring. So there we go. They're the two new characters.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it? After all these years, you want to bring out new ones. And I thought they're going to be really kind of sort of woke nowadays.
I modern. Thought that as well. But it's just, we've just carried on.
Surprises good. And fibs.
I'm glad it's carried on. And I'm glad it's still along the same sort of lines and they've not kind of gone too random. Do you know what I mean? Because... Yeah. You can realistically, if you wanted to, you could
absolutely.
You could scrap Mr. and Mrs. at the moment.
I was expecting a Little Miss Rainbow or a Mr. Rainbow, but we didn't get
it. Or like a non-binary one where they don't say Mr. or Mrs.
Or like a, you know, like Mr. Bendu. You know, why have we not got a Desi one?
Yeah, exactly. Well, definitely Bendu.
It wouldn't be Bendu, would it?
Or a Little Miss
Mr. Desi. Mr. Desi.
Would you want a Desi Mr. or a Desi Mrs.?
What Little Miss Desi.
Little Miss Samosa.
That's a good one. Yeah. Little Miss Kajori and Mr. Dogra.
Yeah. SpongeBob, you couldn't because of the rights.
Yeah.
The anytime you put legs on a Dogra, you're
going to
be dealing with SpongeBob lawyers, mate, all day long.
Right.
And by the way, we've been calling SpongeBob Dogra and Dogra SpongeBob for like years.
Yeah.
I saw some TikTok. Someone goes, "Hey, mum, what do you call SpongeBob?" And she went, "Dogra," and they both crack up laughing. And it had like millions of views. All these comments, "Oh my god, it's so funny!" I'm like, "Oh, I swear we said that like years ago."
But yeah, but new generation, it's just recycles, isn't it? You look at the comedy now, and it's that old school stuff that happened 20 years ago.
Yeah, true. It's all kind
new of generation. Cool. New generation. Things right. We learned though. Let's do it.
We have.
Can I go first?
Yes, you may.
So my thing that I learned this week relates to something that happened on Saturday night. And what happened on Saturday night? The big Champions League final.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Wembley.
Big game.
Dortmund versus Real Madrid. Well done for Real. I think 15. Title number 15?
Title 15. They didn't start playing football until the 70th minute, but they still won.
Unbelievable. The thing I learned, the theme song for the Champions League, I think everyone knows it. Like,
the
champions. The way the melody goes, you kind of know some of the words.
Yeah.
You probably don't know all of them. What language is the Champions League song sung in?
Sung in. Is it Latin?
Latin. I was going to say Latin.
Nope.
Italian.
Oh. Nope.
Spanish.
Nope.
But they say
English. English, because it's the champions.
Bro, it's sung in three different languages.
Oh.
So every line is a different language. It goes from French to German to English, from French to German to English.
And so they do say the champions.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm even singing that wrong.
No, that's the English line, but it literally goes from, it switches between German, French and English each line. Wow.
I wonder why that
And I never knew that.
Can I just say also, we just have to have a moment, because I always think about it when I hear the Champions League music. Whoever invented that, honestly, deserves a massive pat on the back. It's just great. So, like, grandioso, epic. Yeah. But, like, the fact that it says the champions, it's just, like, that composition is brilliant.
Makes sense, doesn't it? Makes sense.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. And, you know, you can never have one for the Europa League, you know, or you can't have one for the Conference League. It just doesn't work. You know, you can't have one for the IPL. You can't have one for any other league. But this, it just works. The Champions League, and they sing champions. Wow.
Yeah, brilliant. But, yeah, it's sung in three different languages. That's what I learned this week.
Okay. Well, keeping the sport theme going, I'm gonna stay with that. Ahead of the Olympics, which starts soon in July, the countdown is on, not long to go before that kicks off. Guess what was once an Olympic sport? You would never guess this in a million years.
People are rolling.
No.
Down a hill.
No, it was actually art. Art was an Olympic sport from 1912 to 1952. Artists could earn medals for painting music, sculptures, and architecture. Incredible. Mm. See, if that was older, I would have been in that. I would have been an Olympic athlete if art was still around.
No, you would not have.
I would have changed my career.
Bench. You'd have been on the bench sketching.
I would have sat there just in my overall. The brush was ready. The paint's ready.
Yeah. Am I in, Governor? No, you're not. No, you're not.
There you go.
I got a few little facts that I've come across this week because of the election. There's loads of stuff kicking around, like, did you know, kind of stuff about the election. So I've got a few, but I might pepper these in over the next few weeks as well, right? So I might make it a little
bit
election.
One. We just need one.
Yep. The first British Prime Minister only got the job because the king couldn't speak English. King George I was chosen to succeed over Queen Anne in 1714 because he was her closest Protestant relative, but he was German, didn't speak English.
Of course he was.
Right? So Robert Walpole seized the chance, worked his way into power, and from the treasury and all that, made his way up, and now he was prime minister because he could chat the lingo and the actual king couldn't. Now here we are, doing these elections.
Hilarious.
300 years later. 300 years ago. That's all it was. 300 years ago, we had a king that was German. Imagine that now.
Yep, there we go. Madden.
Well, now it, now it's gone full 360. We've got a prime minister that's Indian.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would have thought?
Never in a million years. But we'll get more of those in a bit. But anyway, thank you very much. Cheers to this online. Next week, it'll be Kevin Satch featuring insert blank. We'll probably do one online. We'll do it online. I'll make time by the pool. All right?
Please, you have to do it. Don't forget the 14th of September, King's Place, the London Podcast Festival. There are still tickets available and you can get those tickets.
There's still tickets available? Are you sure?
There is. I'll tell you why there is. We're in the bigger room this year.
Oh,
we moved.
Big room.
Because they were just like, you sold out too quick, so we're moving you to a big room.
Fantastic. Right. So listen, the tickets are only about 14 quid. Just Google Podcast Festival Brownload 14th of September. I'm sure it will come up. But it's in King's Cross. Come and make a night of it. And it's at 9:30 in the evening. We reckon it'll be about an hour and a half. So we might be done by about 11. So in time to get trains home, trains out, or if you're staying over, whatever, just make a night of it. Come and have a munch and join.
We've had some nice messages from people going, book the tickets. I'm bringing these people. Can you give them a shout out? All of this kind of stuff. Yeah, they're already producing the show for us. I love it.
We will. And we want to know what you're up to. So, you know, particularly if you're there with your missus or your other half and it's just, you know, something's happened in your life and you want to share, just drop us a message. It's only us. We can do it. We can do shouts out. We can make it as part of the podcast if we can squeeze it all in, right? So, 14th of September, King's Cross, King's Place. King's Place is the building that it's being held in. It's part of a big London Podcast Festival. We'll see you there. But for now, we'll catch you next week. Laters, boys.
Laters.
Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.